sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little fighters. But I, Professor Utonium, accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, Chemical X. Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born. Using their ultra superpowers, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil. Now that they're all grown up, these perfect fighters are adult women with their own goals, opinions, and personalities. Blossom, the commander and the leader. Bubbles, the joy and the laughter. Buttercup, the toughest fighter. We enter their story at a tumultuous time. Our heroes are still learning about themselves and the world at large. However, evil is always waiting to strike. So let's join them on their quest back in our beloved Townsville and see if the Powerpuff Girls can save the world before bedtime.
Hello, Mr. Narrator. I think it's obvious by now that we can. By the way, you sound exactly like the professor. You're not fooling anyone.
That, Bubbles?
I don't know. I could barely hear them. Hello?
No. We're not doing this again. Hello?
Why do we even have a landline anyways? This isn't 1998.
Seriously? Him again? Can't Townsville PD clean up their own messes?
Get the coordinates and stop being such a brat to the mayor, okay?
I'm not a brat, Blossom.
Guys, can you please not fight?
You're right, Bubs. Just try to stick to vital information.
Sorry, Mayor. Where are they now? Okay. We'll be there right away, as always.
Look, I know we've been doing this for a long time now, but we're adults. And protecting the people of Townsville is our job. So what do you say, girls? Let's go kick the crap out of him.
Honestly, these fights are so boring nowadays. Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I'll bet we could break down the science behind our altercations without even breaking a sweat at this point.
Ooh, good idea. Trivia might help us stay sharp on the job. Let's do it.
Beatings are better than books, but at this point, I'll settle for a brain buster.
I'll start. So, in our world, there are these bad guys called metahumans.
Also known as homo superiors.
Or just superpowered humans.
Yes, and our job is to fight these superhuman bad guys. They've usually undergone some sort of mutation that makes them powerful, but unstable.
Another limitation that metahumans have in common is that they still keep the exact same weaknesses as normal humans. That is, unless they're immune to something in particular. That's what Professor Utonium told me anyways.
I gotta say, superpowered humans can be kinda tough to beat. They're way stronger than regular humans.
These bad guys can hold their own against threats that normal humans couldn't beat. They can survive hazardous environments and rely on enhanced intuitions and high-stakes situations.
Plus, fighting them is so much fun. And it's a good workout. You know, healthy stress relief.
You know, sis, I've heard there are other ways to work up a sweat and practice teamwork, like as in S-E...
You do not have to spell it out for us.
Oh, you mean like we're basically a threesome?
I wish.
We get it, Buttercup. You're frustrated. But can you please focus on him? We have a job to do here.
I can think of plenty of other jobs I'd rather do right now. Hand job, blow job, foot job.
Hey, Buttercup, I thought you said earlier you weren't a brat. How come you're arguing with Blossom so much then? She is the leader, you know.
Ah, I just can't take it anymore. Every week we do the same thing. Get a call, show up, fight the bad guy, go home. And do I ever get a proper thanks? A hero's welcome, maybe? No, I think I deserve some butter in my cup. You know what I mean?
We can discuss your unmet needs later, Buttercup. Right now, you need to help us kick the shit out of him.
Blossom, you're just cursed. How could you say shit? What would Daddy think?
Focus, Bubbles. The professor isn't even here. Our sister just begged out loud for a cream pie during a fight. We have more pressing problems, sweetie.
I'm a grown woman. I have needs. That doesn't mean I'm a brat. It means the fight and fuck portions of my brain are next door neighbors.
I mean, she's not wrong. She's actually right. That's biology.
This isn't a science lesson from the professor. This is supposed to be a fight. We're trying to save the people of Townsville, remember?
Well, if that's the case, then why isn't he fighting back?
Hey, good question, Bubs. What gives?
Yeah, are you just listening to us fight? About sex? Ew!
Well, it is him, so being weird is kind of his thing.
Oh, I get it. Some people like to watch, some people like to listen. That's your thing, huh? Voyeurism?
We are not having a sex talk with him.
I hate to burst your bubble, but I think we are, Blossom.
Oh, come on, girls. He bought a ticket. Let's give him a show.
No. Stop right now. I am putting my foot down as the leader of this group.
I love you, Blossom. I really do. But this isn't the Powerpuff girl group. There's three of us, and I kind of want to see what happens.
Looks like Bubs is with me on this one, dear leader. You're outnumbered.
Oh, no, you don't. Whose side are you two on, anyways? Let go of my arms!
I'm sorry, sis, but this is for your own good. I mean that.
You need to relax, Blossom. Come on. It's like you always tell me. Don't be a brat.
Hey! What are you... You can't take my clothes off in front of him!
You're about to learn a lesson, Bossy Blossy.
Normally, I'd say we should talk about it, but today, we're going to help you chill out, Bloss.
Whether you like it or not. So, you first.
Me? But you're the one who had the plan. I don't know what to do.
Plan? Since when have I had a plan? You take her arms, I'll get her bow.
Well, okay, I guess. But why wouldn't we leave the bow on?
Good point. Blossom just ain't Blossom without a bow. I'll get her panties off then.
I'm glad you finally agreed with me for once, Buttercup.
Have you two gone insane? Am I the only one concerned about him?
Oh, right. I completely forgot about him.
Him who? All I see is a very naked Blossom.
Him, Buttercup, the villain, you know, the one we've been fighting.
He's not even doing anything, so clearly we shouldn't consider him a threat. He's more spectator than supervillain.
That's mean, Buttercup. We shouldn't kink-shame him.
This is not happening.
Yes, it is. So get used to it, Blossom. That looked good. Was that convincing?
Oh my god, you're doing great, sweetie. Where did that come from?
Honestly, I do bottle up a lot of anger. I usually meditate every morning to center myself, but I didn't have time today. Letting it all out like that did feel good, though.
I think you should take it out on Blossom. She is the leader, after all.
Absolutely not!
Nobody asked you, Sister Dearest.
Hey, Buttercup, stop talking smack.
Excuse me?
You should tie her up and put those panties in her mouth. I mean, she won't be needing them now.
Aw, Bubbles. I had another idea for how to use her mouth.
Well, we have to be home by bedtime, so do it. Now that Blossom is indisposed, why don't you tell me your idea, Buttercup? I can do whatever it was to you instead.
Fine. I'll sit down over there by him, you'll sit on my face, and we'll have some real fun.
As long as you don't try to be bossy, it sounds like fun to me.
Don't just stare at me while we do this, dude. That's so awkward.
Don't tell me what to do! You sound like Blossom.
Bubs? Take a breath. I was talking to him. He should go play with Blossom or something.
I mean, I agree. She's all tied up, gagged, and ready to be taught a lesson. But you could be a lot more polite, you know.
Okay. Will you please go over there? I think our dear sister needs some attention from him. Yes, you can still watch us from over there.
Thank you. See? Everyone gets what they want when you ask nicely.
Ugh, the things I do for family.
Buttercup, do me a favor. Shut up so I can sit on your cute face.
Oh shit, what is this, Bubbles' big moment?
Buttercup, don't speak unless I tell you to. Besides, your mouth is spoken for by my little pussy. Much better. See, Buttercup? Blossom? Now this is real teamwork. Maybe we should do it every morning to blow off steam. Moaning sure beats meditation, don't you think, girls? Oh, right. You two can't really talk right now. That's okay. Turns out I like being in charge. Blossom, why don't you let him take care of you? And Buttercup, I want you to touch yourself while I grind on your face. Good girls. Oh, I like being in charge sometimes too. You know? Neither of you two are too stubborn to learn. Isn't this fun? Right. I'll lean up so you can answer that. I want to hear you say it.
I didn't know you had it in you, Bubs.
That isn't what I told you to say, is it?
Sorry. Yes, it's fun.
Say it again, but this time I want to really believe you, Buttercup.
It's fun. It's good when you're in charge. It's so fucking good, Bubbles.
That's right. It is good. It's really good. Honestly, why didn't I perform a coup earlier? Keep doing that right there. Keep licking my clit just like that. hurt you by coming all over your pretty little mouth.
Damn, Bubbles. You taste like sugar and spice and everything nice.
Mm-hmm. I bet you've always wanted someone to ride your face, take control like this, haven't you? You're learning your lesson, sis.
Yes, Bubbles. Do I deserve an A?
I don't know, Buttercup. I think you deserve an O instead. That's right. Come for me while you touch yourself, Buttercup. Blossom, let him make you come too. Keep licking, keep touching. Oh, I'm so close. We all are. I can tell. Let's come together. Oh, molecules. Even more fun than I thought it would be.
I feel a lot less frustrated now, too. I dig this dominant side of you, Bubbles.
I know. I'm supposed to just be the joy and the sunshine, but I am no longer baby. I want power.
You're my sisters, and you seriously forgot that I have ice breath? For shame, you two. I broke through my bonds because I knew it was time for me to take charge again. Watch out, sisters. I'm gonna freeze them at precisely the right moment. There! We did it!
Yay!
Yeah. Everyone knows we have to save the world and make it home before bedtime.
Now, girls, you know every day is a new lesson. What did you learn today?
I hate to say it, but I let someone else have their way and the world didn't end. My lesson is that I shouldn't be so bossy. We're all adults here, after all.
I learned I might have a thing for pigtails, Professor. And possibly yandere. Guess I'll have to do some more research.
Oh, and I learned Buttercup can hold her breath for a really, really long time. Also, apparently Blossom is super bendy, Mr. Narrator.
Anyways, this was a good bonding exercise. Yeah, that's why I allowed this to happen. Team building.
Sure. Whatever helps you sleep at night, sis.
Ooh, does this mean it's time for group cuddles?
No!
Oh, you girls. And thus the day is saved, thanks to you. The Powerpuff Girls.